Welcome to another edition of Reverberation right here on HMS Net Radio. It's a program that explores the musical, cultural, and historical aspects of roots rock, rhythm and blues, Americana, singer-songwriters, psychedelia, and a whole lot more. I'm your host, Coop Cooper. It's great to have you on board.
The moon is full, and all the leaves are falling, and the first chill wind of the autumn blows. You can almost hear coyotes calling all the way from the mountains of New Mexico. On a horse beside me is a beautiful rider. Her hair is long, and her heart is pure. There's a rocks below, and all the sky above. Stretch of this long trail we've got to both endure.
give me an old Brazilian guitar. You know, the kind with the strings that play so soft. And I'll serenade her from my saddle. And I swear to God that I won't fall off. Bread and water when I get hungry. And a headstrong woman when I feel blue. And a few compadres when I get lonesome. And a Texas sunset when I think about you. Yeah, when the moon is full and all the leaves are falling and the first chill wind of the autumn blows, you can almost hear coyotes calling all the way from the mountains of New Mexico. Yeah, all the way from the mountains of New Mexico.
Head over heels, falling fast. big deal. Just one more disaster. Take my chances if I'm falling down. 'Cause I feel like I'm falling in love. Yes, I feel like I'm falling in love. I'm not.
Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of Reverberation, a program that explores the musical, cultural, and historical aspects of roots rock, rhythm and blues, Americana, country, singer-songwriters, and a whole lot more. I'm your host, Coop Cooper. Today, we are examining and putting a special emphasis on the Americana and country genres, and spinning tracks by some of the individuals and songwriters who have made an impact on popular Texas culture. We started our first set of music with Metal Firecracker by Lucinda Williams from her Grammy Award-winning album Car Wheels on a Gravel Road, released back in 1998. Then we heard David Rodriguez with a track called Beautiful Rider from his album Proud Heart. Originally released in the Netherlands on the Dutch CRS label, a division of Boston's Rounder Records, however, Proud Heart was released in the United States in 2006 on Houston's Recovery Recordings. Then we heard My Own Way by the Very Girls from the town of Eindhoven in the Netherlands, also released on Recovery Recordings. That composition was written by the late Dutch singer-songwriter Adrian van Meurs and released in 2003. And we closed with The Woodlands' own native son, Jack Ingram, with a track titled I Feel Like I'm Falling in Love from his fourth album, Hey You, released in 1999. Jack Ingram now resides in Austin, Texas. You're listening to Reverberation right here on HMS Net Radio. I'm your host, Coop Cooper, and it's great having you on board today.
You told me once that you were mine long forever, and I was yours till the end of eternity. But all those vows are broken now, and I will never be the same, except in memory. Remember me when the candlelights are gleaming. Remember me at the close of a long, long day. And it would be so sweet when all alone I'm dreaming, just to know you still remember me. Take my place when we're apart, dear. Another love with a heart more bold and free. But in the end, fair weather friends may break your heart, dear. And if they do, sweetheart, remember me. Remember me when the candlelights are gleaming. Remember me at the close of a long, long day. And it would be so sweet when all alone I'm dreaming, just to know you still remember me. Just to know you still remember me.
Would you come to me and ease come to you, I would swim the seas for to ease your pain.
along too. Take me with you. Please don't leave me all by myself. When I just wanna come with you, just in case you might like some company. La 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 la. Rays of yellow butterflies, bees are humming in purple harmony. Take me with you, please don't you leave me all by myself. When I just wanna come with you, just in the case you might like some company. Take me riding on the paper airplane that you made.
Well, welcome back to Reverberation right here on HMS Net Radio. I'm your host, Coop Cooper. We started that musical set with Willie Nelson from his minimalist country concept album, Redheaded Stranger, released in 1975. We heard Remember Me, written by a 1930s country music composer named Scotty Wiseman. Wiseman was one half of America's favorite country duo back then, known as Lula Bell and Scotty. They were also referred to as sweethearts of country music in the 1930s and the 1940s. Then we heard If I Needed You by Townes Van Zandt from the album The Late Great Townes Van Zandt, released in 1972, a rather prophetic album title, if there ever was one. Townes Van Zandt would die prematurely on New Year's Eve in 1997 at the age of 52. Up on Cripple Creek by the renowned Canadian-American roots rock ensemble known as The Band is who we heard next, from their second album, simply titled The Band, released in 1969. The band, originally known as The Hawks, was the backup band for both Ronnie Hawkins and Bob Dylan. And we closed with a track called Flying from an obscure San Francisco band called Lamb from their second album, Cross Between, released in 1971. The band was fronted by vocalist Barbara Moritz from Beaumont, Texas, who made the pilgrimage to California during the Summer of Love in 1967. Barbara Moritz would go on to write songs for the Pointer Sisters after the demise of Lamb, and she also scored movie soundtracks before passing away in 2014. You're listening to Reverberation here on HMS Net Radio. I'm your host, Coop Cooper, and feel free to visit me on social media and say hello if you're so inclined. You can visit me on both Twitter and Instagram. After the forward slash, just type in KOOPKUPER.
Hey, pretty baby, are you ready for me? Yeah, it's your good rockin' daddy down from Tennessee. I'm just that off and about with San Antonio, with the radio blasting and the bird dog gone. shut me down. Cause me and my boys got this rig unwound, and we'll come 1,000 miles from a guitar jam. Nothing ever happened around my hometown. I ain't kinda just hang around. But I heard someone calling my name one day, and I followed that voice down a lost highway. Everybody told me you can't get far on $37 in a Jap guitar. Now I'm smoking into Texas with a hammer down and a rocking little combo from a guitar down. Hey, pretty baby, don't you know it ain't my fault? I love to hear the steel bells humming on the asphalt. Wake up in the middle of the night in a truck stop, stumble in a restaurant, wonder why I don't stop. Well, I gotta keep rocking while I still can. Got a two-pack habit and a motel tan. When my boots hit the boards, I'm a brand new man. With my back to the rise, I make my stand. Hey, pretty baby, won't you hold me tight? I'm loading up and rolling out of here tonight. One of these days I'm gonna settle down and I'll take you back with me to the guitar town.
She was only a waitress in a highway cafe, poured coffee from dusk until dawn. But she was heartbroken 24 hours a day, for she longed for a trucker who'd gone.
Make it a corned beef on rye, she'd sing with a gleam in her eye.
The headlights were burning,
big wheels were turning.
Her sweetheart would come by and by. He'd park his great semi off Route 64. She'd blush with a sweet little sigh. For at 11:30, he'd walk in the door, and he'd order a corned beef on rye.
I'll make it a corned beef on rye, she'd sing with a gleam in her eye.
The jukebox was blaring, his soft eyes were staring. The corned beef would come by and by. All the drivers remember that night, so they say. She'd sent her farewells to them all. But when the hands on the clock reached 12:15, her suitcase still stood in the hall.
And the hours passed by, even as the trucks passed by out on the highway. And then two grim highway patrolmen came into the place, shook the rain from their hats, and as the poor girl brought them their coffee, she overheard the words that they said.
Oh, Curly, did you see that old diesel flattened out like your damn nose up by the predicament tonight?
I did, I hear you, Jack.
Now,
chili dog
over here, honey.
Hey, you don't suppose that he has a little hallway knotting down liners somewhere?
Oh, well, Curly, don't you know that damn truckers tell they got a thing out of an affiliate at every cafe from here to Las Cruces?
Now there is a small truck stop on Route 64. If you happen to be passing by. But there's a trucker who never stops in anymore, and a waitress who wished she knew why.
I'll make it a corned beef on rye, she sings with a tear in her eye.
And as her dark eyes are glistening, there's someone who's listening. In that highway cafe in the sky.
I'll make it a corned beef on rye. She sings with a tear in her eye, and as her dark eyes are glistening, there's someone who's listening in that highway cafe in the sky. I'll make it a corned beef on rye. She sings with a tear in her eye, and as her dark eyes are glistening.
Long ago and far away, in my old common labor shoes, I turned the world all which way, just because you asked me to. Like unto no other field, simple love is simple truth. There's no end to what I'd do, just because you ask me to. Let the world call me a fool, but if things are right with me and you, that's all that matters, and I'll do anything you ask me. How much I love you, and after all that I've been through, I'd turn and walk away from you, just because you ask me to. Lord, I hope you never do. Let the world call me a fool, but if things are right with me and you, that's all that matters, and I'll do anything you ask me to.
Well, welcome back to Reverberation here on HMS Net Radio. I'm your host, Coop Cooper. We started that set with Steve Earle and the title track from his major label debut album, Guitar Town, released in 1986. Kinky Friedman followed Steve Earle with Highway Cafe from his debut album, Sold American, released on Vanguard Records in 1973. It may have been Kinky's indie label debut, but certainly was not his first recording. The Kinkster recorded as a teenager growing up in San Antonio as a member of the garage band known as King Arthur and the Carrots. I still don't know if Friedman was King Arthur or one of the Carrots, but you can probably still find a copy of their 45 single on eBay if you look hard enough. Waylon Jennings is who we heard next with the track Because You Asked Me To, written by Billy Joe Schaefer from Waylon's groundbreaking album Honky Tonk Heroes, released in 1973. The album is considered an important body of work because it's defined as a country album with a rock and roll attitude. A matter of fact, every composition on the album, with the exception of one, was written by singer-songwriter Billy Joe Schaefer. And we closed with those purveyors of American country music, you know, the Rolling Stones. We heard the track Dead Flowers from their highly acclaimed 1971 release, Sticky Fingers. Rolling Stones frontman Mick Jagger, you may have heard, is recuperating from heart surgery in New York City, and we wish him a speedy recovery. You're listening to a special Americana and country edition of Reverberation here on HMS Net Radio. I'm your host, Coop Cooper, and it's great to have you on board today.
Just as gone. Is anybody gone? Might have got a lot of sleep last night. You understand me, everything's all right. It's just a matter I got a lot of sleep last night. Writing you a letter, it's late in the night. Sitting in a cabin hood eating a bite. Telling you about where all I've been. Hot dog, I'm gone. Everything's all right. It is a mess. Not a got a lot of sleep last night. Now there's two kind of people in this big old town. Early to rise and the late to go down. I guess I better find a better way to stop the clock. But hot dog, I like it a lot.
Ah!
Well, welcome back to Reverberation here on Houston Media Source Net Radio. I'm your host, Coop Cooper. We started that set with Is Anybody Going to San Antone, performed by the Texas Tornadoes, with the late Doug Somm on vocals, released in 1991. Consider Doug Somm's theme song. The track, however, was originally recorded by country crooner Charlie Pride and released back in 1970. That was followed by I Musta Notta Got a Lot of Sleep Last Night by Joe Ely and band from his album Live at Liberty Lunch in Austin, Texas, released in 1990. The venue Liberty Lunch is now long gone, and a brand new W Hotel stands on the hallowed ground where the Austin venue once stood. Crash Test by the Mastersons followed Joe Ely. That's Eleanor Whitmore and Houston's Chris Masterson with a track from their debut album, Birds Fly South, released on New West Records in 2012. Eleanor and Chris are also members of Steve Earle's band, The Dukes and the Duchesses. You've been listening to Reverberation right here on Houston Media Source Net Radio. I'm your host, Coop Cooper. It's been great having you on board today. Join me next month for another program where we examine the musical genres of Americana, roots rock, rhythm and blues, country, psychedelia, and a whole lot more. Feel free to visit the HMS website for dates and times. That address is hmsnetradio.org. And remember, you are always welcome to visit me on Twitter and on Instagram to say hello. If you have the inclination, after the /, simply type KOOPKUPER. Ladies and gentlemen, until next time.